Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. So I've just finished a day at work and I've come back and I've thought of an analogy which I'd like to share, and it's an analogy of the last 8 months of my graduate program so far. Now, as you guys know, I'm quite big into my fitness and especially into weight training. And I see my graduate program as a whole kind of like when you first start lifting weights at the gym. To start with, when you first pick up those weights, even some of the lightest weights, they feel heavy. And you spend that first few times at the gym to be getting your form correct, to make sure you're setting up your fundamentals. And as you're building these fundamentals and as you're starting to lift these weights, you're lifting these real light weights fairly slowly with good form. And then over a bit of time, you start to realize that those weights that you're starting to lift right at the beginning, you're starting to lift them a bit quicker. So then all of a sudden you step up to the next lot of weights. You're going to challenge yourself. So as you step up to that next weight, you then realize that I can't lift that weight. That's a bit heavier as fast, but I'm going to keep that good form and I'm going to keep doing it over and over again until I get quicker at it. And then over a matter of time, you start going up to the next lot of weights and the next lot of weights, and you start to get to some pretty heavy weight. But then as you keep pushing hard, you then start keep with that good form, and you can lift those what you thought were pretty heavy weights right at the beginning, and now you're lifting them even quicker. So I'm getting to now to the 8-month mark, and I'm starting to lift some very, very heavy weights from what I can perceive now for these current patients. But even then, I'm starting to lift these real heavy weights, and I'm starting to even keep that good form, but starting to lift them a bit heavier. And it's not until you take a few days off, like I've just come off a few days off and I've taken some time to reflect on the last 8 months and to reflect on the patients I've had recently. And it's, look back on some of those weights that I started with, and you start to realize that just how heavy the weights that you're lifting now, and you start to feel a bit of pride in yourself. I've talked multiple times throughout the last 8 months about putting in that extra work, coming in a few hours early to get some Facebooks done, spending time on my assignments to be reading new information about different conditions and stuff like that. And I've been doing that consistently for the last eight months. And I can provide an update today to say that even at this 8-month mark, and I've stepped up to my phase 4 books, caring for very sick patients, and still now more than ever, I'm filled with so much drive and so much passion to keep pushing as hard as I can. Because I know that the more I'm learning, the more that I'm able to benefit my patients. So it's the last few weeks have been tough, I'm not going to lie. That's these patients who are, again, coming into a major trauma center, very sick patients in the state. They're in their first 1 or 2 days in ICU, and they're still very dynamic. I've really started to realize and start to be exposed to just how fast things can happen, just how quickly patients can deteriorate in front of your eyes. Been started to use some emergency medications and starting to go down for some urgent trips down to CT. So I've definitely stepped up to the next set of heavy weights, I guess the analogy would be. But again, the more work and hard work I'm putting into it, it's definitely paying dividends. So anyway, guys, I hope you've enjoyed this little analogy. It's kind of a weird one today, but just so I'd give you guys an update on what it's been like so far at the eight-month mark. Again, I've stepped up to the next set of patients, and I've certainly got a lot of stories to tell. So I'll speak to you guys very soon. I can't wait.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.